Welcome back to Sports Day. Nice to have your company, and it's fantastic to have the West Coast Eagles coach joining us here for Dig Deep on Sports Day with Digger West, Adam Simpson, the coach. Welcome, Simo. How are you, mate?
Hey, boys. Yeah, going okay.
Didn't get the job done, but certainly a really good effort, particularly early. Took it right up to the Freo Dockers, and, gee, I'll tell you what, they had to work pretty hard to get away with a win.
Yeah, we made them earn it. Obviously, they were too good for us on the night, and you know, to be honest, we're missing a few soldiers, so we actually think since the bye we've brought effort. We just haven't got the result, which is really disappointing. But I was pretty happy that the guys at least fronted with the right attitude, and there's some positives we can take from these games, albeit we haven't been winning.
Adam, your players ruffled some feathers in the Fremantle camp. Obviously, the melee is going to cost some dollars, but was that a preconceived plan just to get out there and be more physical than you have been previously?
No, not really. I think the physicality of where we need to take our game needs to look a bit more like that. Not to say that you bust out 20 grand every time you play, but I think the fact that it was a derby made it pretty easy to get the boys up. But no, we've been trying to play a bit more of a pressure game, contest based, field position, and that comes with some physicality. So I think, you know, When we get Brayshaw tagged by Nelson, that sort of brings a bit of spite and a few things as well. And, you know, one thing led to another. But no, definitely not the plan to start a melee, but it was a plan to be physical.
Absolutely. And look, some of the players, I guess there have been question marks from, if not inside the football club, then out. I thought showed a bit. Xavier O'Neill, has he played a better game at AFL level? I thought he was terrific.
Yeah, he played 20 games of AFL, 25. But, you know, he's had a pretty good look at it the last few weeks, and it's probably where the game's going. It's pretty contest-based and what we're trying to do, and it sort of suits what his profile gives us, and he's got that power and speed as well to get from contest to contest. So, yeah, really pleased he's put together a little block of football that gives us a glimpse of what might be in the future, because, he wants to play as good as he can. I think he took a good step forward on the weekend.
Simo, how do you respond to the back page of our West? And I know, look, this is a snippet that they've taken out of the Herald Sun's annual AFL Rich List, which has revealed, it says, as just seven Eagles players eating up $6 million of the club's $13 million salary cap.
Well, it's just not true. I mean, I don't know what to say, Carl. I mean, they're just it's a guess. Like, I suppose they'd ring managers and try and predict what other players might be on, but you know, I know for a fact that it's hundreds of thousands of dollars difference in that article than what's reality. So then what do? You know, you write an article off another article when it's just not fact. So I don't know how to respond other than just to tell everyone it's not true.
So
you know what I mean? It's hard to actually give it any oxygen, albeit everyone takes it as gospel. There's not no public record that states what everyone's on, so it's purely speculation. And then to assume, you know, what they have is just not right.
So, Simo, have you got more of an issue, obviously, with the facts being on the board correctly, but also are you a fan of, say, the American style, where they're a bit more open with their salaries for professional athletes? Here, it's a bit more guarded, and obviously players aren't all that fussed about having their numbers put out publicly.
Yeah, I'll two answers to that. One, no, I haven't got my nose out of joint with it all. It's just not true. So having to comment on something that's not quite relevant to reality, I suppose, can get frustrating. And the second piece, I'm not too fussed about the wages. I mean, if the Players Association were happy to do it, then do it. If they're not, don't. You know, it's probably over to the players if they want that revealed. So, that's probably where I sit with that.
Does it cause any issues, given that it's not factually correct? Does it cause issues within, you know, the club with the other players, you think, when something is put out there like this?
No, I don't think so. I don't think everyone's sitting around comparing their wage, but at the same time, I don't think they're worrying about it too much. I think we want as many good players as we can, and, you know, obviously those players that were spoken about are our best. So, but yeah, the conversations when I can't see or hear of our boys doing any of that stuff.
You've begun the campaign, Adam, for Tommy Barras to be an All-Australian.
How am I going?
I don't know. I think it's an interesting conversation, in all honesty. Given where you are on the ladder, does that make it tougher? His form's been outstanding, but it's a valid argument. But in all honesty, where do you think you sit with it?
Oh, I think I've got no pull whatsoever, other than I'm pretty biased. You can look at it the other way. He's had to deal with that many inside 50s.
Correct.
For him to do what he's done, probably it's a bit easier if you're in a team that's averaging 44 against, not 64. So that probably makes it even harder for him. So, I just think it's worth acknowledging how good a season he's having. He's in career best form, and whilst we're not winning, I think he's having a great year as a fullback, and all credit to him.
Shannon Hearn playing some super footy as well. Is it a fait accompli that he goes on? He just looks like he has another year left in him. Do you feel the same way?
It looks that way, yeah. I can't see why not, but I haven't. Like, we've both said, oh, let's just wait till the end of the year. It's only a week away, boys, so I reckon early next week we'll have a pretty clear indication, but all things are pointing in the right direction. And, I'm sure if he's had enough of the game or he can't be bothered doing another pre-season, he'll come and tell us, but his form probably warrants, that conversation to be in his court.
What about this week to Geelong, mate? Clearly, Nick Nat struggled on Saturday night, and obviously it's a long way down there to Geelong. Do you take one of the young boys and give them another crack? I mean, where do you sit on this last game, given where Geelong are right now?
Yeah, someone told me we're paying 17-1 this week. I'm not sure if I've seen that in a two-horse race. So, yeah, look, I think with Nick, we'll just have to see how he pulls up tomorrow. We won't take any risk with him. He's clearly not 100%. And, we've got a few players who are just hanging on and doing the right thing for the club, especially the last couple of weeks. And we'll make a call on Nick, and we won't take any risk if he doesn't need to. But he needs a good break, good pre-season, and hit the ground running next year. So at the moment, we'll weigh it up in a day or two's time.
When it comes to the forward line without Josh, obviously it's going to take a while to get some sort of synergy happening, but it's a situation where obviously Jack's playing some good footy now to try and find that next tool. I thought maybe Bailey Williams might have been a chance to come in there, Hugh Dixon. The search is on, and obviously Oscar waiting the wings.
Yeah, I mean, Oscar Allen will solve that problem, you would have thought. That combination of Darling and Allen, then with a second ruck that can kick some goals, is probably the formula that most clubs go by. So you probably can't get too many more, A-graders if you get those three spots filled. So, yeah, we've got a bit of work to do, and Oscar's missed a full season. And, you should have seen him pre-season. He was ripping it apart. I thought, here we go. Mm. How am I going to fit JK in with these two? And then, of course, we've unfortunately haven't had the chance to get them all on the track together and on the park. So, yeah, hoping to get Aussie back next year fully fit. He's great age profile for us. He's played 50-odd games, and 23, 24, you hope that he can help fill the void that JK's going to leave, albeit you just can't replace. You can't replace players like that, not in the short term anyway.
Nah, but it'd be nice to have probably another 10 players that were all flying in February, up, ready, raring to go. So big pre-season ahead. Thanks very much for your time tonight.
Good on you, boys. Appreciate it.
Good on you. Adam Simpson there. Thanks for your company here on Sports Day. 133-882 is our number. That was for Digging Deep and what all great sports people do, just like the team at Digger West, your earth-moving attachment specialist. What's hot for you tonight? Thanks to the Dardanup Butchering Company's Valley Spring Lamb, available at WA's best restaurants, hotels and cafes. We'll get into your calls next. 133-882.